Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shaney. May I please get your zip code to locate an account?
30606.
Thank you. May I have your name, please?
Laurie Slight.
Thank you. Can you confirm your address for me?
2055 Redbud Way in Athens, Georgia.
Thank you. And I have located your account where you completed a sweepstakes offer today to purchase a mixer. With you paying the shipping for your mixer, there were some terms and conditions that detailed that you would be enrolled into additional offers. You were enrolled into ByteHub, and that is a meal planning app that you can download for any mobile device. It does help you to create different meal plans and recipe guides based on the amount of calories that you consume on a daily basis. And I'm sorry, it wasn't the mixer, it was for the Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Okay, I was unable to complete that sign up and back out of it because I was not able to cancel out of the additional sign up. So I canceled out of that and did not complete it. So
I'm showing
I
it did go through on today. That's why you were billed the $59.89 charge.
It did not go through because I got out of that page and did not complete the sign up. Because I did not want that extra program.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that that order did process for you for our app. But if you would like to remain with us, I can reduce the monthly cost down to $20 each month for you.
No, my bank actually called with a fraud alert for that charge. And
okay.
I've told them not to process it. So they're stopping it and issuing me a new card.
Okay.
So they blocked that. I'm just calling to find out what the charge was for since I had not proceeded with that Dyson.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that some kind of way that order did process, so that's why your account was already charged the $59.89. What I would advise you to do is have your bank give us a call back. If they are going forward with a dispute, unfortunately, they won't be able to refund you for it due to your terms and conditions. Even though they changed your card and closed that card out, you still have that charge that's on there. So it wasn't refunded at all. So in order for me to assist you with refunding that charge, I will need to speak with your bank on the line to get that refunded for you.
I don't understand how that could go through when I did not complete it.
And I understand what you're saying as far as you don't think that it completed, but yes, ma'am, it did process and go through, and that's why your account was charged. But I did cancel the account. That way that does prevent any future charges. But in order to assist you with a refund, I will need to speak with your bank to do so.
So why don't I give you the number and you can call the bank?
No, ma'am. I don't have a way to dial out. They would have to call in and we'll be glad to assist with a refund at that time once we speak with your bank.
This sort of shady, this whole operation here.
Oh, I'm sorry for the misunderstanding, but we're willing to assist you, but this is the process that goes through once those terms and conditions are in agreement, unfortunately.
I didn't agree to those terms and conditions. That was something done without my consent. That was some sort of shady thing that happened in the computer without my clicking submit or I agree or anything else. I got out on step two. I never went to step three. I will call my bank and give them this number.
Okay, and in the meantime, I do have a cancellation number for you. I would like for you to write down, so just let me know when you're ready.
Okay. I'm ready.
920-592-843.
Mm-hmm. And your name again?
My name is Shaney, and it's S-H-A-N-E-Y.
N-E-Y.
N-E-Y, I'm sorry.
N-E-Y.
Yes.
Correct?
Correct.
S-H-A-N-E-Y.
Correct.
And this is Quality Wellness Trends.
And that may be the merchant ID, but this is for your contest entry that you entered today for the Dyson vacuum. And our company is Bites Hub, and that's B as in boy, I-T-E.
Uh-huh.
Hub, H-U-B. I'm sorry, B-I-T-E-S, so Bytes Hub.
Bytes Hub is the name of the company.
Yes.
Okay. I will get in touch with my bank.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling customer service. You enjoy your day.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.